Well, it opened at the weekend and it's going to cause magic and mayhem for parents across the city right the way up till Christmas. It's Magic and Mayhem at the CU Botanic Gardens. And I'm joined on the line by Anna Patterson-Lee from the Botanic Gardens. Anna, hi.
Hello.
Hi. So, Magic and Mayhem, tell us all about it.
Yes. Well, you may remember that last year we had some cheeky Christmas elves come to visit the Botanic Garden for the first time, and they've come back this year and they have sprinkled a little bit of magic and a little bit of mayhem around the garden. And that means that there's some unexpected surprises that people might not expect to see as they walk around the Botanic Garden.
Now, you say that, but I get caught out just in an ordinary day because it is a magical place, even at the best of time. It doesn't matter whether it's spring or summer or autumn or winter. It's a magical place anyway. So what sort of stuff are people going to watch out for then?
Well, you're right. There is always something beautiful to see in the garden. However, you would not usually expect to see things like rubber ducks in our stream wearing Santa hats. You probably would not expect to walk through the woodland and see the contents of someone's living room suspended upside down from the trees. And we have a very interesting new rainforest canopy in our glasshouses, which, well, I won't spoil the surprise, but let's just say it'll help keep the rain off even more.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And this is aimed, obviously, predominantly at children, although adults have the magic of Christmas in them right to the end, don't they?
Well, exactly. And yes, obviously the children love it. But actually, just in the few days that it's been open, we've had lots of adults say how lovely it is, especially if you are used to coming to the garden and you're not expecting to see something unusual here. People are really enjoying these. They're very subtle, very gentle, fun interventions. Nothing has changed. Nothing has been moved. And so it's just added a little bit of Christmas fun.
I mean, I'm going to say, because I mean, a lot of your plants, some of your stuff only ever flowers once in a blue moon. And it can be all a bit tense and tetchy about exactly what conditions they grow in, can't they? But
this is 100% waterproof. We are fully expecting it to be there all day, every day. The ducks might get a little bit wetter if it rains a lot and the stream rises. But apart from that, no, it should all be there, whatever the weather.
Fantastic. Now, are you sort of aiming this at children? Is there do they have to make like in the days of I Spy, he said, going back to when he was young? Is there a list of things they need to find, or how will they know when they've seen everything?
So there isn't a list as such. What we have got, though, is a lovely map that people can pick up when they come to the garden. And on the map, you can see with the drawings of little presents around the map where you can find everything. So it's not a checklist. It's not nice by, but you can make sure that you know where everything is and you can see everything. But on the back of the map, there is also a really lovely colouring in drawing of some of the animals that live in the garden doing some of their own Christmas decorations. So that's obviously for younger children as well, but the map can be used by all ages.
That's fantastic. Well, it's great because for parents, you don't want to be having a swap of notes at the school gate, and they say, "Well, did you see the duck?" No.
Exactly. And we don't want to spoil the surprises, we don't want to make a list of everything there is, sure, to make sure that so people do enjoy it. Yeah, we want to make sure that everybody sees everything too.
Lovely. Now, you're up and open already on this. It opened on Saturday. When does it run through till?
It runs through to the 23rd of December, which is actually the last day that the garden is open before Christmas. We have a Christmas closing. So, 23rd of December, last day to see Magic and Mayhem and the last day to visit the garden this year.
Oh, you've got plenty of time yet, though. And what about opening times and what arrangements do people need to do? Do they just need to book online as usual?
You can book online or you can just turn up. Actually, we're now doing both. Obviously, the last year there's been, as with everywhere, a mixture of booking online and all sorts of things with being able to come to attractions like ours. But no, you can just turn up. But if you prefer to plan in advance, please do look at our website. Tickets are available every Thursday for the following week, so you can be organised and book in advance or just turn up.
Yeah, you know how people like to get things in their diary. And this is all just included in the standard ticket price, isn't it? This isn't any extra.
No, exactly. Same as you would normally pay. So there's a ticket price of £7 for adults, which includes gift aid. And for children, it's free. Children 16 and under, it's free.
Marvellous. And at this point, everybody up to the age of 99 is saying, when it's like this, I'm still a child, because it brings out the child in all of us. I can imagine, though, that for the staff at the Botanic Garden, this is a lovely time of year when it's all like this.
It is. It's so nice to see the children running around and get so excited, and to see adults sort of be surprised and enjoy being in the garden. We've been very lucky. We've had some stunning autumn colour these past few weeks. So the garden has been looking beautiful. So it's really lovely to go from one really beautiful natural thing to something that's very different, but also really fun and exciting.
Well, it's lovely. It's on that path back to normality that we've been wanting to do for, well, frankly, since all this nonsense started. And it is lovely that the Cambridge University Botanic Garden is back and up, and magic and mayhem is there. It'll get the children and the adults all excited in that and in that Christmas mood. Anna Patterson-Lee, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Thank you for having me.